SRN News, I'm John Scott. Russia, China, and Algeria have vetoed a U.S.-sponsored UN resolution calling for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. While the resolution would have been officially binding under international law, it would not have ended the fighting or led to the release of hostages, but it would have added to the pressure on Israel amid global demands for a ceasefire. Political writer Pete Domenech says Israel is in a fight for its very survival in Gaza and simply can't afford to worry about international opinion or domestic politics in the U.S.
Whatever drives the type of attitude from the White House that we've seen, whatever drives the behavior of Tony Blinken in micromanaging what the Israelis do in order to defend themselves, that's not going to prevent Israel from doing what it needs to do.
Domenech interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. In a video announcement, Kate, the Princess of Wales, says she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. Kate has been out of view, leading to weeks of speculation and gossip. She said it had taken her time to recover from recent major surgery before starting preventive cancer treatment, which she said was in the early stages. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Lisa Dwyer with the latest on gang violence in Haiti.
The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the violence and has called for swift deployment of a UN-backed police force from Kenya, which has been delayed. Several foreign nationals were evacuated by helicopter. The U.S. State Department says that it has evacuated more than 160 U.S. citizens since Sunday, but they cannot guarantee that they can evacuate everyone due to the situation on the ground. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Dow's down now 261 points. The NASDAQ ahead 32. This is SRN News. France considers assisted suicide.
With the strong support of President Emmanuel Macron, French lawmakers will take up a bill that would allow an individual to take his own life with the help of a doctor. Assisted suicide is becoming increasingly popular in Western Europe and Canada, though pro-life advocates point out that a so-called right to die can very quickly become a duty to die for society's most vulnerable people, including the elderly and the disabled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is calling Iran to account. The agency, which advises Congress and the White House, says the Islamic Republic's persecution of Christians and dissident Muslims amounts to crimes against humanity and should be referred to the International Criminal Court. Tehran is in the midst of a new crackdown on Christians in that country, which has driven many into hiding. This is SRN News. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez says he won't run for re-election as a Democrat, leaving open the possibility he'll run as an independent.
Accusations of bribes and corruption have not only left the longtime Democrat senator facing more than a dozen counts, but also at odds with his own party, which is urging him to resign. Menendez says he is not guilty of the charges, but will not file for the Democratic primary in June. Instead, he says he remains hopeful he'll be exonerated in the summer in time to run as an independent in the general election. Bob Agner reporting.
In consumer news, more than 400,000 Starbucks branded mugs made by Nestle and sold during the winter months are being recalled after reports of some users receiving burns or lacerations. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says the mugs, which, when they're microwaved or filled with an extremely hot liquid, can overheat or break. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.